Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
So today, I'm proposing a plan for the nation that rewards work, not just rewards wealth.
So Biden's infrastructure plan really aims to jumpstart the electric vehicle economy in the U.S.
Creating good-paying jobs by leading the world in the manufacturing and export of clean electric cars and trucks.
He proposes some point-of-sale rebates for customers to get these new models rolling out of lots.
To help all American families afford clean vehicles of the future.
He proposes to build hundreds of thousands of EV charging stations all around the nation to help alleviate that range anxiety that can prevent people from getting EVs.
Skilled workers, building a nationwide network of 500,000 charging stations.
But what we're talking about today is there's a trade decision that is kind of threatening to halt the transition to a manufacturing economy for electric vehicles before it even gets off the ground in the United States.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy. And today, Gavin Bade on the trade dispute that could hit the brakes on American electric vehicle batteries. It's Monday, April 5th.
One of the big electric vehicle battery plants that's being planned in the U.S. right now is in a place called Commerce, Georgia. It's this big plant being planned by SK Innovation, which is a South Korean company.
SK Battery America is now going to create jobs and lead the economy in the U.S. Its global recruitment news is here for you.
It would employ more than 2,000 Georgians in that critical swing state, and it would provide batteries for a suite of Volkswagen vehicles and the planned electric Ford F-150.
The U.S. International Trade Commission has issued an opinion about the trade secret dispute between two South Korean rivals in the electric vehicle battery sector.
The problem here is a trade decision. The International Trade Commission back in February ruled that SK Innovation actually misappropriated or stole some trade secrets from a rival South Korean firm, LG Chem. They took trade secrets with them and used that to give SK Innovation, you know, a boost in their battery technology as well.
In the statement Thursday, the ITC said SK Innovation didn't have the tech to develop EV batteries, and without LG Energy Solution's trade secrets, the batteries would have taken the firm 10 years to develop.
So what this decision would do is, after a grace period of 2 years for Volkswagen and 4 years for Ford, the U.S. would have to block all imports of battery components to SK Innovation. SK Innovation says, well, if that's the case, we're probably going to stop building this factory, and all these jobs are going to go up in the thin air, and the automakers are going to have to find new battery suppliers for their vehicles. It's a very serious conundrum for the Biden administration, because federal law allows the president to overrule an ITC decision within 60 days. So the deadline in this case is April 11th. Biden basically has to choose between these swing state jobs and jumpstarting the U.S. transition to EVs and upholding international trade laws that the United States fights to uphold worldwide, right?
What are the stakes for the factory if Biden goes against it? And do we have any indication at this point as to which way the administration may be leaning?
Basically, they say the factory and all of these jobs are at stake, right? They say if the ITC decision is upheld, if Biden does not overturn it, that they're just going to pack up shop and leave. They say, you know, maybe they will produce some batteries in that grace period of 2 years for Volkswagen and 4 years for Ford. But after that, they say, you know, we're going to pack up and get out of here if we even do that.
Should people think of this as sort of a one-off, albeit a very important one? Or is this going to have broader implications for the EV manufacturing sector here in the U.S.?
It's a one-off in the sense that there aren't a lot of other ITC cases like this out here. But it is important because this is such an early factory and it's supplying some very symbolically important models in the Ford F-150 and that suite of Volkswagen vehicles. So you're talking about a lot of batteries coming out of this plant each year. And one of the things that SK Innovation says is, well, if we pack up and go away, who's going to fill the gap? It's going to be Chinese batteries. You're going to have to import at least some components or batteries themselves from China if you're going to launch all of these electric vehicle models. And so the Biden administration, that weighs heavy on their mind as well, because obviously they're trying to isolate and combat China in trade and foreign policy. And then you have this ITC decision that if that could give the Chinese a leg up in the battery game. So it's a really strategically important plant. And the ITC ruling is kind of throwing a wrench into this transition to electric vehicles right now, because it's just getting off the ground in the United States.
And in your reporting, you found that this dispute goes beyond being a challenge for the growth of American EVs. It also touches on the COVID vaccine.
This whole battery dispute comes at an awkward time for the Biden administration because they're also resisting calls from developing nations to waive intellectual property restrictions for COVID vaccines. This is a petition at the World Trade Organization brought by India, South Africa, and others. So the White House is weighing this issue, but the conundrum is this. If you waive an intellectual property decision on batteries for the sake of saving jobs in Georgia and producing batteries in the United States, well, why couldn't you waive those IP restrictions to supply vaccines to the developing world? Even beyond the COVID issue, the U.S. really likes consistent enforcement of intellectual property laws all around the world. So that's why ITC decisions are so seldom overturned, because the U.S. has an interest in consistent enforcement of IP laws.
Also,
we're following some breaking news out of Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency after a reservoir containing hundreds of millions of gallons of wastewater is leaking.
Over the weekend, health officials in Florida ordered an evacuation in Florida's Manatee County as a toxic wastewater reservoir almost collapsed.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation.
People in more than 300 homes in the county, which is in southwest Florida, were ordered to leave as a retaining wall at the Piney Point Reservoir shifted, which threatened a total collapse of the reservoir. If the wall had fallen, the reservoir would have sent a wall of water more than 20 feet high onto these homes. By Sunday evening, authorities were working to empty a jail that was in the path of risk, engaging the risk to a natural gas plant that is also in the potential flood zone. State and federal actors were still working to prevent the worst-case scenario at the reservoir, which holds salt water and fertilizer runoff water.
The water quality issues that are flowing from this, for us, is less than the risk of everyone's health and safety, particularly folks who may live in the area.
For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And listen to our other shows, Politico Dispatch and the Playbook Audio Briefing. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.